Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
I work a pretty standard day job, and at night I help my friend at her restaurant, which serves an assortment of Thai cuisine. To be honest, I'm insanely picky, but I fell in love with this peanut sauce, so about once a week I take it on either noodles or stir fry to my day job for lunch. Thursday, I took my noodles and my entire Tupperware was missing. Today, my boss confronted me and accused me of poisoning my noodles because his daughter, one of the new girls, borrowed my lunch and had to be hospitalized. Turns out she is severely allergic to nuts, and she ate some, and boom, she went into anaphylactic shock and had to be hospitalized. Now her dad is trying to hold me accountable for her bills and condition. So am I the asshole? Well, obviously your coworker and boss are a-holes here. Is that a thing people actually do? And I hear about this complaint a lot. Like, this is apparently it's a thing. You bring your food in and someone steals it. I can't even...
My God, what have we become?
Steal someone's lunch from the fridge? That's sociopath behavior. If someone did that to me, I'd like burn down their house.
Burn it down!
And then to do that when you have a food allergy is just another level of stupid. Which is why, like, this is a good lesson here. If you're an adult,
I'm listening,
with food allergies, that is not something you can impose on other people. I'm sorry you have that problem, and it can be a serious problem, but it is yours. Younger kids are different, but with adults, we have this thing with food allergies now where it's like, I'm allergic to peanuts, and so any room I walk into, there should be no peanuts anywhere. I should have a 50-mile radius, peanut-free. Doesn't work that way. You have to figure out, like so many other problems we can have in life, even when they're legitimate problems, you have to figure out how to navigate life with that problem. That's on you. All that said, the person who wrote this is also, I think, in another way, the a-hole as well.
What a twist!
Of course, you never steal your coworker's lunch out of the fridge. But also, you never bring a lunch that has a pungent odor to it. If I'm walking in the break room, why should I have to smell your disgusting peanut sauce? So, another situation where everybody involved is the a-hole. I am married to my husband and we have two kids. We are vegans. I am, for ethical reasons, my husband is allergic to dairy and so is my three-year-old. Okay, I'm gonna cut it off right there. You are the a-hole. I don't even need to know the entire story. Vegans on Thanksgiving are always the a-holes. Same with every other time of year, in fact.
Oh God, you're such an a-hole.
And I don't wanna hear about ethical reasons. See, you won't eat dairy because of you don't think we should get milk from cows? Why? What else should we do with the cow's milk? The cows exist. What are we going to do with the cows, first of all? Like, do you want us to just release them into the wild? What? All of these cows, that, I mean, I know you could say it's unethical that we have all the dairy farms and everything. It's so terrible that we've enslaved all these cows. What do you want us to do with them? Just release them into the Serengeti? I mean, bring them down to the Amazon? Just, like, release them into the neighborhoods? Kill them all? Dump them into the ocean? Like, we have them. They need to be milked. And then what do you do with the milk? You might as well drink it. Why not drink it? Why not make cheese out of it? And also, what about the lives of the plants that you're eating? The lettuce that you're eating is a living thing, vegans. It has hopes and dreams and ambitions and feelings. And you ruthlessly chop it up and stick a fork in it and chomp on it while it screams silently in pain, which you ignore those screams.
Take a head of iceberg lettuce, make sure the core is pointing down, and slam it.
So don't come to me talking about ethical concerns. Especially on Thanksgiving. You should all be in prison as well.
I'm the winner! Is...
Yeah.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.